Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 18th of March, and I'm recording at 9:13 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Well, the markets have looked at the Russian-Ukraine situation and said, well, Putin's won, or he's got his way, and the sanctions are, well, milquetoast. I haven't heard them described that way, but that would be my description so far. And markets have seen a lot of short covering and some new buying here, starting with the Asia-Pacific region. Japan, which had been under pressure recently, up a little less, just under 1%. Australia, Hong Kong up 0.5% each. The China A shares were higher, but only slightly, so a third of a percentage point. And pretty well all gains throughout the list. Well, a couple of exceptions here. Thailand is a fraction lower, a quarter of a point. Indonesia, that was down 1.5%, and Vietnam was down a tiny bit here overall, but generally a steady picture among those Asian markets. And we had better than that among the European stock markets. Now, no big gains, but mind you, they were strong yesterday, and this is a firm performance. So, on average, 3/4 to 4/5 of a percentage point higher here by all of the European indices, nearly 1% higher for I see here for France and also for Switzerland. Now again, Wall Street, despite yesterday's very big gains, it pushed higher here again today. And this time, I think the sequence was in the right order. In other words, we had 0.5%, just over 0.5% gain for the Dow, 0.75% for the S&P 500, and 1.25% for the NASDAQ Composite Index. So confidence clearly coming back. And I must say, I look at the charts of those indices, and they're pretty impressive overall. We only had that slight irregularity in January, where, of course, we had the first down January in 5 years, and that created a slightly bigger reaction than we had seen within those trends, but it was quickly offset by the subsequent rally that we saw in February. And the highs on those U.S. indices are within reach. Now, the best you can say is that the overall trend, the best that I can say is that the overall trend action is still reasonably consistent. It is moving back towards an overbought territory on stochastics, and it is overextended relative to the 200-day moving averages, but that's been the case for the last few months. So this still remains a very strong rally, and it still has that very favorable Fed tailwind actually behind it. My own view is that investors are maybe a little bit complacent about the risks emanating from the Russian moves in Ukraine, but I've often said, and you've heard me mention this, veteran subscribers have certainly heard me say on a number of occasions that, as far as the market's concerned, for a perceived crisis to have a negative impact, it has to be worsening every day. Now, once it's no longer worsening, then people feel that it's fully discounted, and they can quickly then jump to the conclusion that it's really no longer a, a factor at all, and I think that has happened here in the short term. And the markets may well be right in the short term on this move, but I think that you will see further tensions developing here over the medium term, and I do not think that we've heard the last of these problems. And there is the disquieting factor that that most of Eastern Europe, at least the portions of Eastern Europe that are friendly to the West and have been very happy and to get out of the former Soviet Union and want to stay out of Vladimir Putin's control, they're apprehensive and understandably so. Okay, what else happened here in stock markets? Canada up a percentage point, Mexico a little higher. Brazil, this is interesting, big 2.29%. That's a good upward dynamic here today. And this largely mining index or resources index is certainly deeply in oversold territory, having been a serial underperformer over the last year or more. Now, government bonds, well, quiet here overall. The U.S. 10-year yield just eased slightly. It's currently at or closed at 2.67%. So that's a benign environment as far as interest rates are concerned. The markets are not worrying about inflation or overheating, that's for sure. And the U.S. economy is just strong enough to keep those deflationary pressures at bay, with the Ukraine situation perhaps moving off center stage at the moment. People will look at China, which really does remain a bit of a conundrum in here right now. It's cheaply valued market overall, but a serial non-performer, and obviously there are problems that this new government, which has been in power for what, over a year now, but are trying to sort out. Now elsewhere, currencies, the U.S. dollar index, well, unchanged here virtually today. Sterling slipped a little bit, 1.6590. And the euro, I think, did that also slip a little bit? No, it's actually up a fraction, 1.3932. The Aussie's a bit steady, 0.9125. Asian currencies, not doing that badly here overall, except for the China renminbi. And that has been quite weak. Remember, that went from being a strong currency, steadily being pushed a little bit higher. It's a controlled currency, steadily being pushed a little bit higher throughout all of last year. And got down very close to that 6 renminbi to the U.S. dollar level. Back in January, the policy change, you could see it with the upward dynamics that we began to see on the chart. And today, it closed at 6.1950. So that's a pretty big move here in the short term. And it says that we're not going to look back at that and retest that just above six level any time over the short to at least medium term. So again, change of policy here in China, going from the managed strong currency now to the managed soft currency, trying to help their economy to recover. And in commodity markets, interesting day, the CCI index, that's the cumulative commodity index that we often show, it's in a trading range here right now, but was steady here overall today. So what were the big gainers? Well, they weren't precious metals. Gold a little weaker here again today, down just under $10 at 1357 and change. We also saw palladium and platinum come down. The palladium's back to 768, nearly 769. That's down $7.50 here today. And platinum down nearly $10, pulled back to 1458.60. Silver is the underperformer in here, currently at $20.83. That's down 44.5 cents here on the day. Now, when I look at all these charts, though, I mean, gold's has been impressive, but it did have that downside key day reversal that I mentioned and showed yesterday. So overextended here in the short term, but the scope, I think, is for a bit of a pullback and ranging consolidation, and then I think precious metals will probably move higher with the help of a soft dollar generally, and possibly some global tensions if that focus spotlight turns back on to the Ukraine situation, as I suspect it will over the next few months, over the medium term. Now, industrial metals were somewhat firmer overall, with the nickel market remaining steady. We had some good gains here in the grain and bean complex. So the soybeans gaining 26.5 cents here to 14.18. The wheat market up 18 cents to 6.92. Corn up 7 to 486, but this they're still in overall upward trends here, and I think that weather conditions are adding support to this market. People are expecting some planting difficulties in the crops that are coming up, and then there, of course, is a tension in the Ukraine, which would affect sentiment towards wheat prices. Crude oil also a bit higher here today, with the it was the WTI crude, the U.S. contract getting the bigger gain here, up $1.50 here to 99.56, and that's pretty much it on this Tuesday, the 18th of March. So all the very best to all of you.